Welcome to It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Sean Marie. How's everybody's week been? So last week I kind of left you on like a cliffhanger, sort of, kind of. But this week I got interviewed by an up-and-coming journalist out of Pocatello. And so it was probably the coolest thing to ever happen to my podcast. Like, it's amazing and very honoring, and it's just so fucking cool. Like, I just was, I don't even know, like, mind blown. But yeah, so that was like my big news for the week. Except for, of course, we'll do the whole it's Friday blah 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 nonsense at the end, but that's like my high note for this week, is that was amazing and it can't be topped. And then my fan that picked an episode last week that we were going to do and then switched it up because I couldn't find enough information on it, switched it up because he couldn't find enough for something more. I'm not sure. He just picked a new one. So he picked a new one and we're going to do his new one. But before I do his new one, I have a legit and serious question for every fucking one of you. And I would love an answer. A respectful answer would be great. So hypothetically, and we're going to talk hypothetically for a second, because I feel like I don't get in trouble when I speak hypothetically. Hypothetically, if a white woman was being approached by a different skin color, ethnicity, or whatever the fuck that word is. And she's like, no, I'm good. Thanks. You know, and like, it's super nice. Totally hypothetical. And just is like, no, I'm okay. You know, like, I don't. How come when it is always a black and white thing, or a white and anybody thing, or a black and white, I mean, it really doesn't matter what the skin color is of whatever sex or whatever. It really doesn't matter. It always comes down to when being told no. In most cases, I shouldn't say always, but in most cases, it always comes down to, oh, it's because I'm black. Or, oh, it's because I'm white. Or, oh, it's because I'm a Mexican. How come it just because a no can't be a fucking no? You know what I mean? Why does it have to be made into like this huge thing where then the opposite person, whether it's whatever skin color it is, you're automatically in like a defense mode? Because it's like, well, no. I'm not hateful against all black people, just you. Like, I don't want your attention. And I ain't hating on you. I am not hating. Just no thanks. You know? Like, for real, it's a for real question. It happens more than I like. And it irritates me to high hell. Like, I don't know if it's because I am from a small town. And so when people from other backgrounds or whatever, however you want to put it, come here and realize, like, oh my God, Idaho Falls is whiter than a jar of mayonnaise. Because we are. I mean, it's dominantly Hispanic and white people here. That's what it is in Idaho Falls anyway. Okay, I'm not speaking about all of Idaho. I don't know. So it always happens. It always happens. It's automatically like, oh, you must be scared of black people. Like, no, that's not the case at all. At all. I am a lover of all. Lover of all. I don't discriminate. I don't nothing. You know, I love everybody. I don't know how to handle that situation. Because instantly I want to get pissed off and be an asshole and be like, it ain't all about you and your skin color. But that seems like a dickish thing to say. Hypothetically. But I don't know. See, people, these are the dilemmas I'm dealt with sometimes that I just don't know how to handle. Because I pride myself on not making my podcast race-oriented. When you find out the person is white or black or blue or purple that did the crime, that's on, I put that on you guys. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to look up that person and see if it's a white guy for your tally marks, that's on you. I don't focus on race. I don't focus on age. I don't focus on race. I don't focus on what fucking sexuality you're fucking from or claim, or I don't focus on that because that's not the reason why I do my podcast. I do my podcast to inform people of all the shitty things. And I don't think that shitty things just happen to you because of your color. And yes, it does happen to you because of your color. But when that is the case is when I feel like I do address it. When I feel like this person was wrongfully incarcerated or whatever the whatever it is that they are being judged because of their skin color, I do like to make sure I point that out. So, for the love of God and his baby Jesus and all of them, you know, for the love of everybody, I'm not hateful, okay? I'm not. I just truly believe I'm focusing on everybody as a person rather than what you look like. So, anyhooser, now that that little tangent is over, and now a bunch of people are going to be like, you don't care about race. I don't. So, there we go. Mystery over. Don't care. Anyway, not COVID. So, I'm going to tell you guys about the Baytown stalker. He's a male-on-male rapist, which is very rare. And it's weird because I didn't even know that, this is going to sound really dumb, of course, that guys got raped. And I know that sounds really stupid, but the very first time I ever even learned about it or heard about it or saw anything that was like, this is what happened, I was like 10 years old and it was a Law and Order episode. Like, that was like the first time ever. And I remember being like, well, he's a guy. So, and it was like a dude that went to like a bachelorette party and these bitches drugged him and raped him and shit. And it was a whole thing. And by the end of the episode, I'm like, good Lord, no one's safe. And I was like 10. So yeah, it happens. So Keith Hill, who is 20, he is the one who is known as the Baytown Strangler for his attacks. And he attacked men around his same age. He was convicted of assaulting a teenager in May of 06. And he obviously was not reprimanded for his past actions. Now, when he got caught, and I learned all of this from an Unsolved Mysteries, like he didn't really shy away from it. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, he wasn't like, I don't know. He wasn't shameful. Like, he didn't shy away from being a man-on-man serial rapist. It was so weird. Like, I don't know. And it only took an hour and a half for the court to convict him, and two of his people his victims testified against him in his punishment phase. And after the guilty verdict, his mother, who was a teacher, which is really weird, and his dad is just a worker. They declined all comments. They never spoke. And they just went to their home and buried their heads. There was nothing for them to say. They were, flocked to by the by the press at that time in 06 for the whole, like, how do you feel about what your son did? And can you really blame families? Like, I hate when they're like, oh, the family said nothing. The fuck you want them to say? Sorry? Does it help that their family said sorry? Who does that make feel better? Just my own personal thought. Anywho. So he had targeted white guys around his name, his age, sorry, around his age. So that's why the earlier conversation is because I am going to, they were targeted because the fact that they were white males around his same age. And he only did about one or two a month. He had a type. He liked the slender build, medium sized, and he liked the ones who lived at home with their families, which is even scarier. He was charged for one of the assaults, and he had a total of 5 victims. So when it all started, you got to think of that. There's 5 guys, all who are at 20 and under, I think. We'll figure out as we read on, but I think they're all 20 and under. Straight men in 06. So he only got charged with one of them because that one was a juvenile. So he was like 16 or something like that. He was younger. But that's why. And like the other two more came on his penalty and were like, hey, this is our story. But that's it. You still only have 3 out of the 5. And it's really hard, from what I understand, for males to come forward. And they did put out a news story on it, trying to get more victims to come forward, but it didn't really work. No one was running at the chance to be labeled a victim by him. So, okay. The first one was a high school student, a high school graduate, and he was 17. And it happened in the driveway of his home. Oh my God, I couldn't even imagine. Okay. So he told the jurors that he was pistol whipped and he thought he was going to be killed. Hill even stated that when he quote unquote captured him, he used a silver pistol and some zip ties. And he thought he was going to use his car. And then he opted out of using his car and took the teen's car instead. After a quote unquote talk to God. So he sat down and he asked God whose car should these horrible acts be committed in? And he was given his answer. Not yours. Use his. So fucking stupid. So after forcing this poor teen to perform oral sex, he struck the teen in the back of the head with his wrist a few times. I was mad at him for doing what I told him to do, Hill stated. There was DNA on the inside of the teen's shirt. And some semen stains as well, which were also linked back to Hill. The teen told the jurors that he was accosted when he went to go park his car in the driveway. He said his attacker grabbed him, pulled him, had a semi-automatic pistol from his shirt, and told him, let's take a walk. The attacker marched him to his neighbor's driveway, demanded his wallet, and refused to believe him when he said he did not have a wallet on him. Then the attacker secured his wrist, duct taped over his eyes, and forced him in the back of the SUV. After driving around some more, the attacker stopped and got into the back seat. You're going to pay for not having any money, is what the teen was quoted saying the kidnapper had said. He grabbed the teen by the back of the hair, put the gun to his head, and demanded oral sex. He said after He thought he was going to get struck in the back of the head with the butt of the gun. But after a short drive, the teen said his attacker cut his restraints and told the teen, "Get out fast." When that attack ended, that teen wandered helplessly for a mile and a half until he was able to call police. A 20-year-old victim was attacked in November of 06. Hearing a noise downstairs, he went to go check out said noise. When he returned to his bedroom, one of my scariest things. I'm just going to pee. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm just going to pee. So it's going to be rapey pee because I'm just going to pee. He pulled a t-shirt over his head and attacked him. He said his attacker led him out of the house where his mother and brothers were asleep in the other rooms. He was barefoot and only wearing boxer shorts and take it to an isolated wooded area. The attacker held a knife and slightly cut the victim's throat as he held him to the ground. The victim said, "I knew." That's when I knew his intent was on raping me. And they struggled because the victim refused to perform any type of sex act. "He picked me up and slammed my head into a tree 3 or 4 times," the victim testified, adding that they were forced to walk further in the woods. The victim said that his attacker warned him that he might perform oral sex or other acts if he did not cooperate. After they had struggled again, the victim broke free and ran home. Photos were introduced where the court saw bloody scrapes and scratches all over his body. A week later, while driving out of his subdivision, the victim spotted Hill in another car. He said when he testified, he was wearing sunglasses and pulling his hood up. Is what that victim saw him do. His car was later found that day in a parking lot where he had gotten towed for having non-paid tickets. The third attack happened on July 7th, the day after my birthday. Pointed a gun at a man and tied him up. Searched his house for money. When the victim tried to escape, he threw him back against the door and demanded oral sex. "You're going to do something for me now," is what he demanded. Again, these two fought, and this time the victim said his attacker taped his nose and his mouth shut with duct tape. He was unable to breathe and passed out. He awoke to find his attacker kicking him in the head and poking him with a knife and telling him to get up. After that, he said his attacker fled. They all say that they were handcuffed, blindfolded, and robbed and beaten. And then if you weren't robbed, your sexual assault was worse. Like, it's so weird. He would follow them from their jobs to the store. He would also get their numbers off of their MySpace pages. He had gotten maps from Google Earth to follow his victims. And that's a lot of work to be that fucked up in the head where you have to fixate on these people for at least a minute of time. You know what I mean? To be able to be like, okay, it's 2:45. Jim's going to be over here. Or it's 3:00. Okay, he's not doing that. He has to be over here. You don't get to pick up someone's schedule just from watching them for a day. I mean, if you watched me for a week, you would get my fucking routine down. I'm a creature of habit, unfortunately. I try to switch it up, but I just don't. And now that I said that publicly, I probably will. But it's like you do the same things every day, not realizing that some fucking weirdo is just sitting there in his car being like, yep, 4:45 and she is on time. And now I sit and I wait and then I'm going to stalk her Facebook. And then I'm going to Jesus, that just seems like so much work that I can't even imagine. So one of the victims agreed to speak for all of the victims' families. And he said, I don't know if it's a he or a she, but they said, quote, "My heart goes out to the parents of Keith Hill. I hold them totally blameless for what happened. The jury had the job to do and they did it. The streets will now be safer." And he got sentenced to 99 years in prison, and 35 of that to be served before he even is considered at all even eligible for any type of parole or anything like that. Like, I just, to be so young, he's only 20. And for that to be your urge is, to me, so mind-blowing. I always want to know, like, what made that 20-year-old be like, this is what I'm going to do. And they say that there is more than five. The cops assume that there is way more than five, but they just can't prove any. So, it's just, like, so weird to me. I just, serial rapists are just, God, they gross me out beyond any type of other, I can handle bloody, gory, anything like that. But you put a serial rapist, like those people, when you're driven by that like sexual fucking demon demand, it's unreal. Like, has anybody ever had like a porn addiction or something like that? Like, I went through one when I was like 19, and I wouldn't say it was like a porn addiction, but like, you just want to up the video. You know what I mean? Like, you just want to, like, I don't know how to describe it without sounding really fucking weird, but you get lost. Like, you get in this weird, like, sexual drive to fill, and it doesn't get filled because it's all in your head. So to actually go out into the world and stalk people knowing that that's your whole intent. You couldn't have walked up to one of these men and been like, "Hey, I'm Bill. Nice to meet ya. You're banging." No, you had to drive it in your, like, he had to sit there in his head and like rummage through all this shit. So it's just like, wow. To like, that's, it's so fascinating. It's so fascinating to me how these people think in the, and he obviously had some sort of connection to God, at least whatever he thought his connection was. Who asked God while committing a very serious felony what the next step is? And he answers, you know, like, I've asked that guy a lot of questions. Fool's never gotten back to me with an answer. Not one time. And he hits this dude back with a, "Don't take your car." Like, I just get so confused. I mean, and I guess when you get caught and everything else, you're just like grabbing at straws and trying to just like anything to help make it look like you're not as fucked up as you are. I don't know. I just don't fully understand it. And I really, like, I don't know. I like to think that I try to understand people's, like, thought process. Like, vengeance killings, I get. When people think it's a vengeance killing, when it's really just straight up murder, I get. When it's custodial kidnapping, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain things where it's like, oh, I get where that person was coming from when they did that. But serial rapist is just something I just can't get behind. I can't, not like get behind it, like go team go, but like, I can't wrap my mind around that part, being that sexually angry. Because, I mean, you gotta be. You think, I mean, he's not fucking rubbing your cheek being like, hey, suck my dick. He's bashing you in the back of the fucking dome. So it's obviously not like, oh, hey, this is nice and gentle. There's anger and there's frustration. And is it like, does it come down to like, he couldn't be gay. And so he's angry. And so that's why he did what he did. You know what I mean? Like, what makes you sit there and be like, today is the day. Day one, we're going to start it out right now. And we're just going to go and we're going to rape dudes. Or even guys that rape chicks. I mean, heaven forbid, I know you guys are going to stick up for them too. Any rapist, I don't get it. I don't get the forcefulness of it. I don't understand that. People like that to me are more sick and twisted than a lot of people who will just gut you. You know, that's when that's your option, what are you going to pick? Because I'm picking being gutted. If I literally have to pick between a miserable, miserable death or being raped. Oh, dude, misery. Count me in the misery box all day long. Like, I don't know. Rape things really just, ooh, take it under my skin. But yeah, good job, Kenny. You were right. He was sick and twisted, and I liked the article, so I just, good job, Kenny, good job. Anyway, so it's Friday, and my favorite part about Friday is, of course, is about 8 o'clock at night. And if you are not having any plans at all yourself, like I, feel free to jump on Facebook Live. No, don't get on Facebook Live yourself. Don't do it. They do it for you. And just wait. And eventually, between 8, sometimes 8:30, and then sometimes they shock the world and go earlier, my two favorite podcasters ever, and mainly it's because they're probably they're the only two podcasters I know that podcast like I podcast, you know. I feel like a dick. Anywho, they're my favorites and they're super super funny. And so if you go on Facebook and you're obviously already following them, because I've told you about them for months. Like, I think we might even be getting close to like a whole year or something. Like, it feels like it's been forever in a day. But just go to Jeff and Greg's podcast and watch them go live. They like to tease you a little bit, have some shenanigans. And it's just a good fun time. It's literally a good... they don't stay on there very long. So it's like, I don't even think there's been one longer than 10 minutes, to be completely honest, but you'll laugh your ass off in that very short amount of time. So it's fun. It's always fun to have a good laugh. So go have one. It's for free. You know, while you're at it, they are sponsored by the best. And I'm not even fucking sponsored by these people, but the best coffee in the world. In the world. I'm not even kidding. I wish I could be like, it's air roasted and all this stuff and give you all the information on it, but I can't. And it's the best coffee in the world. Like, I kid you not, I am in love with it. And I don't spend money on anything. So, you know, for me to be like, hey, I will do this, buy this a million times over, tells you something. Like, I'm on a subscription. And the only other thing I'm on a subscription for is my makeup. So this coffee is fucking amazing. But you can go to the Jeff and Greg podcast and listen to episode 158. and the guy's name is Tanner. Guess he owns it. And he does the explaining of the air roast and the greatness and the goodiness of what makes this coffee so fucking amazing. Like, it is truly amazing. It's what my mother-in-law is getting for Christmas. Because she drinks coffee like it's water. So, you gotta have it. If you haven't tried it, you gotta. You can get a little bag, I think. I don't know. I get the biggest bag they have. But, so yeah. It's a Let's Get Roasted coffee. I guess I should mention that. But if you enter their names in when you check out, you get a little bit of a discount. And so it's like just Jeff and Greg. But anyway, I'm just trying to get everybody to try this coffee because it's fucking amazing. The coffee's amazing. You know? And it's so weird how you can tell the difference. You guys don't even know what I'm talking about yet, but you soon will when you order this coffee. I tell you, it is the best. The best. And they deliver it locally for free. And then you can pay for shipping. So, I mean, there's really no excuse why you are drinking shitty coffee in the morning. No excuse whatsoever. So, yeah, you can have Jeff and Greg to thank for that. And what else? And that one's about it, I think. I should really write this shit down. So, yeah, next week will probably not be a fan pick. And I have an idea, kind of what I want to do. Kind of, sort of. I'm, like, still flipping it around in my head. And so, next week might be uploaded Friday afternoon. Because, like I said, ideas. Flipping. Haven't settled. And so, yeah. Yeah. If you guys follow me on social media, I'll keep you updated. So, please answer my race question. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick, people. I really need to know. Why is that the go-to? Why? Why can't it be like, you don't like brown eyes or brown hair? You know? Like, I just don't get the race. I just don't get it. And I would really like to know why that is everybody's go-to. You don't like me because of my race. Why? You know? Why? Why is this world so freaking ugly sometimes? I just don't like it. You guys have a great week. Have a laugh tonight. And then have an even fuller laugh on Sunday. Because they upload it by Sunday. By Sunday. For everyone to enjoy. So, there you go. Have a great week. I love every single one of you. And you guys mean the world to me. You have no idea. So, yeah. Have a great week. And bye.